For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Millions of locusts have descended on farmlands in southern Russia, devouring entire fields of crops and causing officials to declare a state of emergency in the region. A vast area of at least 800 hectares is currently being affected as the swarms of insects, each measuring about 8 centimeters long, annihilate fields of corn and other crops. It's been more than 30 years since this part of southern Russia suffered such a dense plague of locusts. Officials say at least 10% of crops have already been destroyed, and the locust feeding frenzy is far from over, threatening to devastate the livelihoods of local farmers. On state television, Russian news broadcasts are linking the plague to climate change, connecting the phenomena to recent flooding and higher-than-average temperatures. Officials from the Russian Ministry of Agriculture have declared a state of emergency, but appear helpless to prevent the destruction. First NASA chief scientist Ellen Stofan openly admitted that alien life is imminent, and just last Tuesday, Dr. John Grunsfield of NASA's Science Mission Directorate announced the agency was on the verge of discovering life on planets other than Earth. Some say that Stofan and Grunsfield hide the fact that NASA has been lying to the public about known extraterrestrial life for decades now, and that ETs have likely been visiting Earth for centuries. Grunsfield told a House committee, "Are we alone? Many, many people on the planet want to know. We are on the cusp of being able to answer that question." And Stofan's recent comments were even more bold, saying, "I think we're going to have strong indications of life beyond Earth within a decade. We're on the verge of things that people have wondered about for millennia. Within all of our lifetimes, we're going to understand that there is life on other bodies in the solar system. We're going to understand the implications of that for life here on Earth." Her declaration is synchronized with the agency's recent discovery of water of 5 of Jupiter's and Saturn's moons. We were also told by NASA recently that their Kepler mission found another Earth in the habitable zone in our universe circulating around a star that resembles our sun. NASA defines habitable based on the ability of a planet to pool water ostensibly to support life as we know it. Dark Matter News.
Hi, I'm Jamie L. Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made 2 movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of Gods Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
A massive sinkhole has swallowed up an intersection in Brooklyn, New York, snarling up traffic and causing waters and gas outages to nearby buildings. Local residents are already joking about turning it into a rent-controlled apartment. Dramatic images show the gaping hole in the corner of 64th Street and 5th Avenue, located just a short block away from the I-278. The crater appeared shortly after 7 on Tuesday morning. There were no injuries. Witnesses say there were cars on it just moments before, and rooftop surveillance cameras captured the cave-in. The fabled Bishopville, South Carolina swamp creature, known as Lizard Man, appears to have surfaced again Sunday afternoon. Sarah, a Sumter woman who says she went to church with a friend Sunday morning, stepped out of the sanctuary to see the Lizard Man running along the tree line. So she did what anyone else would do. She took a picture with her phone. She says they were just a mile or so from Scape Ore Swamp, the site of a similar spotting of what may also be the Lizard Man in May. A man who asked not to be identified submitted a short video of what he thought was the Lizard Man Monday morning. He said he took the video in May while coon hunting, but kept its existence quiet until he saw the reports of Lizard Man outside a church. Scape Ore Swamp is the area where most of the Lizard Man sightings over the last 30 years have been focused. Yes, there's quite a lot of local lore surrounding the reptilian humanoid, including the first sighting in the summer of 1988. There have been searches by Destination Truth and Mysteries at the museum as recently as 2013. In a 2014 episode of Ancient Aliens, the Lizard Man was mentioned. The tales have been documented in a cryptology book titled Lizard Man, the story of the Bishopville monster. But the creature has not been seen in more than a decade, until now, possibly creating yet another ripple in the swampy waters around Bishopville. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.